He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the last day of February, February the 28th, 2019. And you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we had an attempt at a rally here. We went positive. We're up about 35 on the Dow there for a brief moment. Now we're down 8 points right now, hovering right around the 26,000 area. The Dow is at 25,977. The S&P 500 is down 7 points, which works out to a quarter of a percent. The S&P 500 is at 2,785. We've got the NASDAQ down 25 points this morning. The NASDAQ is down a third of a percent, and it's at 7,529. The small caps, they are faring the worst of all. They're down almost a half a percent this morning, down 7.2 points, 1573 on the Russell 2000. Crude oil's down 14 cents. $56.80 for a barrel of crude. Gold is down $1.30 per ounce to $1,319 per ounce. Silver's down 4 cents to $15.73 per ounce. We've got the 10-year yield. Well, we're back to 2.7 now. The yield continues to move higher, up 9 basis points today, 2.70% on the 10-year. That's not good for bond fund holders. And we've got Bitcoin today up $22 to $38.54. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, CEO of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting today once again from a pretty sunny Charleston, South Carolina. Going to be about 70 degrees today. Great day for baseball. I see him getting the field ready here for maybe a Citadel game later on here today. Well, the market a little bit soft right now. We're seeing a little bit of profit taking, a little bit of a pullback, not a correction by any means, but a rest, let's say, after a torrid move in the market, which began the day after Christmas, and it's been going now for 2 months. We've had one of the longest winning streaks in the market in a long, long time, and maybe overdue for just a little bit of a consolidation here, a little bit of rest. Well, another day full of news today. It's always interesting, isn't it? That's one of the things that I really enjoy about being in the profession that I'm in, is being able to follow all the world events that take place, and politics here at home, and economic news and economic reports, and individual companies, breakthroughs in medicine, new inventions, new IPOs, new ideas, disruptive companies, companies being disrupted. It's all very, very fascinating to me. Well, I begin the day with 709. It was 726 yesterday, B plus or better ranked stocks. We began the week around 850. So that's, again, indicative of a little bit of a pullback here in the market. The market seemed a little bit overheated there. I averaged 300 to 400 B plus or better stocks. These are the stocks that I look at every single day, look at the charts. Today, 709 versus 726 yesterday, B plus or better rank. That rank comes from momentum combined with valuation. Well, yesterday, the markets watched North Korea on one TV screen. They watched Michael Cohen, testifying before Congress on another TV screen. We had Jerome Powell testifying on another TV screen. And in back rooms, they're talking about Medicare for all. And in fact, the group of stocks that moved the most yesterday were without question United Healthcare, Humana, other healthcare stocks, the insurers. They were down considerably yesterday, somewhere in the neighborhood about 4%, as this universal healthcare idea being thrown around. And of course, the Democrats working on that in the House, where they control things. It's unlikely to be passed, but, you know, you got to look ahead a couple of years down the road. What if Trump does not win re-election? And it seems like all the candidates for the Democrats right now are for Medicare for all. And that would be bad news, obviously, for the insurers, the health insurers, the Humanas, the United Healthcares of the world. That was the group that I noticed the most yesterday, taking it on the chin. The chip stocks also, well, they were down 1 or 2% yesterday, as Robert Lighthizer shed a little bit of light on the distance between us and China that still remains as far as a trade agreement is related. And I also saw a very plus day yesterday for the biotech sector. The biotech sector had an extremely good day yesterday on some pretty good news in the gene splicing, the gene therapy area. So the market was too busy watching the news feed, watching the testimony. And let's not forget the skirmish taking place right now between India and Pakistan. India, one of the largest economies in the world. India, a part of the emerging markets. The emerging markets were also down yesterday on a couple of things. China was down on Lighthizer's comments about the distance that remains, the daylight that remains. It's got to be closed between our negotiators and China's negotiators, and obviously North Korea and our negotiators, including the top dog negotiator, President Trump, could not come to an agreement. The one side wants denuclearization, complete denuclearization, and the other side wants a complete removal of the sanctions. And so they could not meet in the middle. Those talks are over for now, but you got to believe ongoing in the background. And that's all in the backdrop of today's market today. Yes, if that's not enough. Well, there's more. We got fourth quarter GDP coming out today. It came in at 2.6%, which was pretty much as expected. 2.6 was the estimate. Now, this is for the fourth quarter, which is way back in the rearview mirror. 2 months ago, the fourth quarter of 2018 ended, and we find out that the U.S. Gross domestic product grew 2.6% year over year. We also have our jobless claims, which is an every Thursday type of a deal here. Jobless claims rise a little bit. We're up to 225,000. We were at 217 last week. But that continues to be a very, very low number of jobless claims. The economy, from a jobs perspective, trying to hire good people right now is very difficult because you've got a very low unemployment rate. And that's, again, showing up in these initial jobless claims, which come out every Thursday. Well, Goldman Sachs is becoming more bullish on the global economy. Well, that would be good for everybody involved, because last year, that's all we could hear were concerns about the global economy slowing. Goldman Sachs said the global economy may be on the verge of strengthening, according to Goldman's chief economist Jan Hatzius. She says some green shoots are emerging that suggest sequential growth will pick up from here. as they write, on the global economic outlook. However, the risk to the firm's GDP forecast of 3.5% for this year is probably still on the downside. She says prospects are strongest for the U.S. Well, there you go. We've got a little bit of fiscal policy going on here, while the rest of the world relies on monetary policy alone. She sees tighter financial conditions ease and weakest for Europe. I would totally agree with that. She also sees some tentative signs of revival in Chinese growth. Well, we've talked a lot about the Chinese stocks here recently. This is Bill Gunderson. There are a lot of individual stocks in the news. It was a big, big day yesterday of earnings reports. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I mentioned in the first quarter about the action I saw witnessed yesterday. Oh, I was traveling the river of the market yesterday, and I went up one of the tributaries, and I saw a lot of action up there. The gene therapy players were movers yesterday. There was news. Sarepta, SRPT, which has been moving pretty well itself, took out a gene therapy developer. And Johnson & Johnson made a big investment in Myra GTX. And that stoked a pretty good rally in the gene therapy space. And I'm just going to give you some of the gene therapy stocks. And then there is an ETF that is the Genomic Revolution ETF. If you're a believer in all of this, that's probably the best way to play it. I have seen a lot of mergers and acquisitions in this space, along with the CAR-T space. But yesterday, Avro, A-V-R-O, Bluebird, which has always been one I've kept my eye on, Bluebird has got a really nice chart these days, B-L-U-E, no earnings yet. NTLA is another one, Voyager, V-Y-G-R, and of course, CRISP, C-R-S-P, and Edit, E-D-I-T, and also Homology, or actually Intrexon, XON, and Homology, which is Fix. Fix those genes, would you? F-I-X-X. Now, the ETF that has a lot of these stocks and focuses on these kinds of stocks, there's $340 million in this ETF. A lot of activity, a lot of people investing in this genomic revolution, ARKG. Which is the ARK Genomic Revolution ETF. And I was just looking at it in my app. It's one of the top-ranked ETFs in the entire market, according to the Best Stocks Now app, which has a lot of ETFs in it. In fact, out of when you look, hold up ARKG, which I do not have any position in, nor do they pay me to say anything about them, okay? I've never even met the principals here. ARKG is ranked number 128 out of 5,066. It was 102 yesterday. A month ago, it was 141 rank. And I'm looking at it since it went public 3 years ago, it's delivered 25% per year while the market's delivered 11. But very, very extremely volatile. You know, if you look at that sell-off last year, it went from $34.69 down to $22, okay? That's steep. $34 down to $22, that equals a drop not only in your stomach, acid, well, a rise in your stomach, yeah, but 35% was the drop during the correction. And then since then, it's up 50%. So there you go. It's Mr. Toad's wild ride, but there is some activity taking place in that gene editing space. We also, I try to keep you on top of the cannabis news. Now, this is big news, I think. This is really big news. This could be a disruptive technology. Lab-made cannabis compounds on the way with the question mark. Well, that means they wouldn't have to grow the crop. They can create the cannabis compounds in the laboratory. Well, UC Berkeley, I'm sure the home of cannabis research, is representing, if scalable, a profound transformation in the cannabis industry. In a study just published in Nature, researchers employed synthetic biology to create a cannabinoid compounds in the test tube. If the process is indeed scalable, it would enable the manufacturing of lesser-known cannabis compounds and major ones like THC and CBD at much lower cost compared to cultivation and extraction. So we'll keep our eye on that one. That could be a big one. And, of course, there is a cannabis ETF. It is MJ, which also it got cut in half during the sell-off last fall. It went from 45 to 23, about a 50% drop. And since then, it's up about 50, 60% since then. So that is MJ. There's $1 billion in that ETF, MJ. And, you know, just to show you the kind of hype and excitement that there is in this sector, a little company yesterday, RKDA, which is with biotech going nowhere, and they announced that they're getting into the cannabis business. The stock was up 63% on that move. You know, that's reminiscent of 2000 when companies said, well, we're going to establish a dot-com presence. We still call that the dot-com bubble. Any dot-com IPO or any dot-com, any traditional company all of a sudden creating a dot-com presence and the stock would roar higher. Those were some crazy days. Well, I'm seeing a little bit of that bubble-type activity here in the cannabis stocks. One other cannabis story. Martha Stewart is going to advise Canopy Growth on developing and positioning broad lines of cannabinoid products across multiple categories. Good old Martha Stewart, her new cooking show. We don't have a name for her new cooking show, but I'm sure they're working on that. Boeing signs a deal for 42 more planes. Man, I'll tell you what. If you want to know, okay, as I traveled the tributaries and the byways and the highways of the market yesterday, I would have to say the strongest stock that I saw yesterday, it's also one of my largest holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management, was Boeing. Unbelievable breakout yesterday on that news from Vietnam. That was like an order for 100 planes. And now today they sign an order. British Airways parent IAG has committed to purchase up to 42 Boeing 77 airplanes, including 18 orders and 24 options. The commitment is valued at up to $18.6 billion. Well, continues to go well for BA Boeing. Well, look who's in the news today. We've got the old Priceline.com. We've got Monster Beverage, one of the great stocks of the decade. We've got Square, JD.com, Hewlett-Packard, Anheuser-Busch, Splunk, Teladoc, Dr. Pepper, JCPenney. The list goes on and on. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We got a pretty flat market today. NASDAQ down about 25, the Dow flat right now. Lots of news in the background. Not as busy as yesterday. Today is Digest the News Day. Was there enough testimony yesterday to impeach Mr. Trump? Is there hope for a deal down the road between North Korea and the U.S.? Is there a deal down the road between China and the U.S. as it relates to trade? And where are we at in the economy right now? What is the Fed up to? That was all yesterday. Today, the market digesting all of that news, along with a flood of economic reports. We've got GDP, which was good. We've got the initial jobless claims, which was good. Really no signs of a recession on the horizon. But we've also got to digest these earnings reports. Okay, when I wrote my book back in 2012, one of the stocks I featured was Priceline.com. Priceline, at the time, was trading at about $700 per share. And people thought, how can he talk about a stock like that trading that high? The stock went on to triple after that. It was one of the 53 stocks I wrote about. I don't own its Booking Holdings today. It's not the same stock. The growth is slowing down considerably. It's still good growth. They still have good growth. But they came up short with earnings. The stock is down 10% today. Booking Holdings, BKNG, after their guidance, their earnings beat. But it's all about guidance. Remember how I say that stocks not only trade on earnings, but they also trade on earnings expectations. And when those expectations are lowered, you see the stock go right down with it. Why is Booking.com down today 10%? Because the expectations were lowered, all right? And that is that. I do not own Booking. It's a large cap company. Monster Beverage, which was one of the great stocks. I discovered it many, many years ago using my Best Stocks Now app. I used to follow it when it was Hansen's Natural Sodas. And then the sons took over the business from the dad that delivered the juices, the organic juices, and they just pepped it up a little bit. They kicked it up a notch to Monster Beverage. From natural juice to Monster Beverage, well, it went on a giant rally. It was one of the great stocks. It's not the same stock that it used to be, obviously. But it's a $36 billion company. When I was following Hansen's there in the Southern California area, Hansen's was maybe $100 million. It was a microcap. And the Monster Beverage idea took it to $35 billion. Coca-Cola, a major investor. Monster Beverage has still got some life in it. It is breaking out today. It's up 9.5% today. And Monster is hitting a new 52-week high. Let's just see where MNSD, which I have not owned for quite some time. I owned it when it was one of those ultra-growth type of stocks. It's still a trophy winner, though, in my Best Stocks Now app. Monster is currently ranked, 208 out of 5,066. 3 months ago, it was ranked number 38. I should have got back into Monster. I didn't. And a Monster having a monster day. Their earnings were up just 2%. Their sales were up 14%. They manufacture alternative beverages, including energy drinks, fruit juices, smoothies, and they still have the natural sodas. I guess they kept some of the dad's business there, but it's the Monster thing. Don't they sponsor? I'm sure they sponsor a car in the Indianapolis 500. I'm sure they sponsor a NASCAR. They're a big deal. All right, who else is in the news today? Square. Now, I own Square. It's not always, it's a bumpy ride. Not only is it a bumpy ride in the Indianapolis 500, but when you own one of the growth stocks of today, it's not a straight line. They bump around. Square's going through a little bit of a bump today, not much. It's down 3.5%. It had a heck of a day yesterday. I still believe that Square is a disruptor. Square came public in 2015 at, let's see, Square came public, I want to say 12, yeah, about $12 per share, something like that. Today it's $76 per share. And Square has even talked about opening its own bank, being its own bank. It's now a $32 billion disruptor. Over the last 3 years, an investment in Square has delivered 98% per year. Now, this is Jack Dorsey's other company. You usually associate Dorsey with Twitter. But Dorsey, hey, call him one of the great inventors of all time. He also invented Square. Square, to me, is a way better company than Twitter because Square makes a lot of money. Look at their earnings up 75% year over year. Sales up 51% year over year. Okay, these are not Bank of America-like numbers, right? These are not Citigroup-like numbers. Let's just look at Citigroup for a minute. Let's look at Bank of America. Maybe even Wells Fargo would be a good one to look at. Wells Fargo's earnings have been growing by 1% per year. And the returns on Wells Fargo have been about the same. Soggy, stodgy, old growth giant of yesteryear. Over the last 12 months, Square is up 73%. This stock is ranked number 44 out of 5,066 in my Best Stocks Now app. By the way, my Best Stocks Now app had a huge year in 2018, as I will be reporting to my tax man here pretty soon. Best Stock Now app sales up 50% last year. Hey, those are Square-like numbers there. Square hitting $76.61, number 44 ranked stock. It is one of the holdings here at Gunderson Capital Management. I consider it to be a best stock now and a disruptor that is disrupting the financial and banking industry. Okay, down a little bit here today, though. Square slips after Q1 EPS guidance trails consensus. Okay. Another one that I would bring to your attention here today is JD.com. You know, I came very, very close. I've owned this stock late last year. I sold it during the correction of October through December. I still believe in China. I'm a big believer in the long term of China. JD is a major player. They are teamed up with Amazon with the online presence there. JD comes in. JD is a $41 billion company. JD beat earnings by 12 cents. They beat on revenue. I have no exposure to JD. Came very close to buying it about a week ago. Even this week, I came very close. The stock up 5.2% today to $27.35. JD.com's earnings up 16%. Oh, no, their earnings up 40%. Their sales up 16%. Okay, here's a soggy one for you. Hewlett-Packard. Has Hewlett-Packard come up with any innovation lately? Continues in a terrible downtrend. Stock down 3.3%. Earnings growth, their sales have been growing, but really their earnings were better 10 years ago. They were $5.15. Today they're $2.30. They've been cut in half. It's now I'm looking at Hewlett-Packard Pain. I got to pull up the right stock here, Bill. It's HPQ. All right. That's better. I always think HP is HP, but it's not. HP is down 16% today. Get this. Over the last 5 years, HPQ's earnings have been going backwards by 14% per year. If you own HPQ in your portfolio and somebody manages it at one of the big wirehouse firms, because they like big stocks like this, big, soggy, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear, you need to raise some hell. If you've got HPQ in your portfolio, minus 14% earnings per year over the last 5 years, stock down 16% today. Well, we got a couple more good ones when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let me get a couple of soggy stocks out of the way, and then we'll get to one that I still like, despite a bit of a pullback in it here today. Here's a soggy one, Budweiser, Bud, which is Anheuser-Busch, InBev. They've been a Brazilian company, they're an American company, Belgian company. They're now headquartered in Belgium. But they're a conglomerate of those three. Budweiser, of course, here in the U.S. and down in Brazil and Belgium. Some of their biggest brands, Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Beck's brand names. It has been a terrible stock over the years. Why do you say that, Bill? Because an investment in this conglomerate over the last 5 years has delivered minus 3% per year to my portfolio. I don't own it, but to some poor guy that does own it. And the growth rate over the last 5 years has been minus 9% per year. I like growth stocks. I like companies that are growing their earnings. Look at their report today. Earnings down 23% year over year. Sales down 2% year over year. That's why I call it a soggy stock. If you have a portfolio somewhere and Budweiser, B-U-D, is in your stock, in your portfolio, fire that portfolio manager. It's a real stinker. We've got Mercado Libre. I thought I'd mention that one. That's the Amazon of Latin America. It had a big bolt up higher yesterday. It's following through today. That stock is really broken out. That stock is in the XBuy ETF, which are the global online retail companies, the global. iBuy is the U.S. iBuy has also had a really good week. Wayfair, I know, was a big winner earlier this week. And now XBuy is getting a bump here from Mercado Libre, M-E-L-I. Which is down in Argentina. Big jump here today. All right, let's get to my featured stock of the day, Teladoc. I still believe that telemedicine has a very big, big future. I heard them talking about it this morning on the Fox Business Channel, the doctor that comes on all the time. He agrees that, they did surgery on a guy in Spain. The doctor was in another country doing the surgery online. I just think that there's a big, big future in this type of business. And look at Teladoc's. They don't have any earnings yet, but their sales were up 59% year over year. The stock is down 9.3% today. But here's a stock that came public at around 15. It's been as high as 90. It's now $63 per share. I'm going to keep it in my ultra growth portfolio. Look at the last four quarters of sales growth, 109%, 112%, 62%, and 60%. Headquartered in Purchase, New York. I believe that's home of MasterCard. I actually made an appointment with Teladoc one day. I was going to try it out, and then I didn't follow through with it, but I thought it was pretty easy. And if you wanted to make an appointment with them for a telephone appointment with the doctor, it was quite easy. But Teladoc selling off today, I'm going to continue to own it, however, in my ultra growth, aggressive growth portfolio, I believe it too is a disruptor. Over the last 3 years, Teladoc, despite not having any earnings yet, but tremendous sales growth, Teladoc has delivered 71% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 11. And Teladoc over the last 12 months is up 85%, while the market's down 6%. So you got a pullback today of 9%. Oh, I don't know, disappointing guidance, something down. Oh, yeah, soft guidance. But soft guidance for them would be like dream guidance for AmBev or Hewlett-Packard, you know. Couple others here. JCPenney, there's a soggy one. They beat by 7 cents. Of course, they're battling for survival. JCPenney is up 26% today. The short sellers are getting, they're running for cover today like a bunch of cockroaches when the lights come on. Keurig Dr. Pepper also in the news. You know, that was one of the great stocks of all time. Green Mountain Coffee coming up with the Keurig system. And then they lost their patent on the K-Cup many years ago. I was all over Green Mountain Coffee back in the day. And, of course, Dr. Pepper bought it, and now it's part of the Keurig Dr. Pepper conglomerate of beverages. That stock is down 5% today. Another one that's dying a slow death, L Brands. L Brands, slow death here. It is down 7.4%. That, to me, would be a very high potential short stock. I don't know that L Brands 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I think it goes the way of Sears and JCPenney. What else? Fitbit. Of course, they compete with Apple. I want to say Apple has 50% of the of that watch market. Fitbit's down 14% today as they miss earnings. And we have Churchill Downs. Hey, we're just first Saturday in May. That's not that far out. Eight weeks till the Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs, CHDN, which made a big acquisition yesterday, becoming a major player in the gaming industry, now at $3.8 billion. I have owned it in the past. 32% earnings growth per year over the last 5 years. They miss. They're down 3.4% today. Well, that'll do it. We're not going to get to Crocs, Wingstop, Apache. There's a lot, but I covered as many as I could. And I tried to pick out the highlights of my travels through the market. Well, I will now be going through my database. I'll be focusing in on the B-plus or better stocks. I'll be looking maybe to upgrade here or there, and maybe you don't find anything. You just never know, but I'm on it. I'm vigilant. I'm looking. I don't own Budweiser. I don't own some of those other, Hewlett-Packard and others. If you're in that stuff, man, you need a major makeover. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or GundersonCapital.com.
This is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.